knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary updated for 2011. And what does that mean every year we do this? Well, it's the new words that have been coined, that we've been using, that are now accepted as real words in the English language. So when you're playing Scrabble and you come up with something that sounds totally, completely dorky, you go to Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, and there it is. If it's in, it must be true. If you build it, they will come. So what are some of the words? Well, social media, which we've been talking about. Didn't think it was a legitimate word, did you? It is now. Social media is now a word. Tweeting has now been accepted as a real word. Every year, about 150 new words and definitions are added. And these two certainly came into being, and you can understand why. There's crowdsourcing, the practice of obtaining information from a large group of people who contribute online, to crowdsource. M-commerce is now a word, a business transaction conducted by using a mobile electronic device. Bromance has now become an official word. We've seen these in movies. We make fun of it all the time. We talk about it between Todd and Rich and Gary, of course, who has a bromance, a close non-sexual friendship between men. Cougar. The middle-aged woman seeking the relationship with a younger man. Sports, duathlon, I think they missed an A in there. Now, this one's kind of interesting because I thought this was a triathlon. It's not. A duathlon is a three-part race with a running phase, a bicycling phase, and instead of the swimming, it's another running phase. Okay, that one's fairly stupid. Okay, walk-off, well, that's been going on forever. Walk-off is when a baseball game is over. It's not over. You know, you still have 9 innings, but at 8.5 innings, if you win the game, you walk off.
Well, that's not quite it. But
okay, fine.
A team winning in its last at-bat.
Fine.
Ending the game. Don't like a ninth-inning home run.
Do not argue sports with me, Rich.
That's right.
Okay, when this becomes the Rich Murata show, we'll let you do this, okay?
It's a walk-off.
It's a walk-off. Yeah, which I'm about to do right here. And say, you want to do the show here? And storm out of here. There's a new sport, which I didn't even know existed. Parkour. Or Parker?
Parkour.
Parkour. Parkour. Rapid and efficient running, climbing, leaping over environmental obstacles. Oh, I've seen that in movies when people jump over things and,
Use like a bench or a wall.
Why not? And, here's a couple of parent phrases and kids phrases. Helicopter parent. We've heard of that. It's now a real word. A parent who's overly involved in the life of his or her child, my wife. It's a helicopter parent. A boomerang child, which is someone who comes back to the family, a young adult who, because of financial reasons, has to come home, a word that has just been accepted by Merriam-Webster, Jap. Now, I'm not referring to Pearl Harbor. I am referring to Jewish American princess, my daughters, who are completely entitled and ask Dad for everything. Actually, that's not a real word, but it should be. Fist bump. You know, when you do, the president does that, the old fist bump, right? That's so much fun. There really is. And then there are a couple of other ones that make, like, no sense. And that is anti-aliasing, computer graphic something. Autism spectrum disorder. Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's expanded that. Beer pong. Oh! You know, I...
Please don't tell me you play
No, I don't play beer pong. And that's, you know what beer pong is. You put beer-containing cups, and you throw a ping pong ball, and if you get it, the opponent has to drink beer. And I once saw a movie in the Philippines that took this theme and went into a whole different direction, and we're not going to go there. Okay? We are not going to go there, no matter how much Rich wants to go there.